FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this special edition of This Club Is My Club this week, as we look back on Saturday evening in Italy as FC United and Manchester took on Prague Raptors in the final of the Phoenix Trophy. And without further ado, let's hand over to FC Live on Saturday evening. The atmosphere there is something else. I mean, how many FCers are there?
I'd say so anything between 400 to 600 at least. Good voice. The other teams have been playing in this tournament, as you'd expect, in fairness, in much smaller numbers. Our friends in the Netherlands were fortunately couldn't play due to COVID, but they played one game. They won 4-2, and they finished seventh. The team that they played today have played seven games, and have finished bottom. So it's a funny old world football, but it's a lovely ground here. Incidentally, Rimini yesterday were promoted from Serie A D to Serie A C. So in the town last night, there was a big procession, dignitaries and so on and so forth. And really, really good.
Just tell us about the pitch as well, because for those people who've been watching on the YouTube channel, it does look a bit old school AstroTurfy, but I think that's just because of the bright sun. It's actually a standard 4G pitch, isn't it?
No, it's an old school 3G pitch. If you want to advocate 3G pitches, this is not the pitch to advocate them. Not today. The ball bubbles around quite a bit, but it's currently being watered as we speak, and hopefully we'll be able to get a decent game in. Incidentally, it was interesting earlier on when the Dutch team played, they won 4-2. The fourth goal was an absolute wonder goal from this near touchline. He bent it into the bottom corner and he celebrated, took his shirt off. The referee booked him.
Oh, that's nice. That's not quite getting the mood right, is it?
And then shook his hand. it was bizarre. Absolutely bizarre. But it's been an interesting end of to the season for FC and for all the teams that have taken place. Met some nice people, been out lining and dining and enjoying the great hospitality of Rimini. Beautiful, beautiful city. And it's fitting that we're going to get hopefully 90 minutes. They'll go straight to penalties, by the way, so there'll be no extra time. And 6 o'clock Rimini time, which is now nearly 6:15, is the hottest time of the day. So got a feeling that maybe a few of the players could well be flagging. But we are taking regular drinks breaks, as are most of the supporters. But it looks like it's going to be very, very a really good game.
And what do you know about the club, the Raptors?
They were founded by a Leeds United supporter who moved over there. I think they were about six years old as a club. Played the seventh tier. They were looking for promotion into the sixth tier. Apart from that, I know not too much.
Have you a chance to speak to Neil before the game? I mean, what's his mood?
From the Look North West programme, that 2 minutes article, he wants to win it. He wants to finish the season in a very positive mood. The players he's brought in are here to have the opportunity to see what FC's about and also play on a great ground, Rimini, established in 1912, and he'll want to finish in a positive way. Oh, actually, I can see the players. The ground has a running track around it, a high jump, and all the supporters are in one side only. Thankfully, the covered side, so we can enjoy a bit of shade because it is very, very warm. But the players are on the right-hand side. As you can hear, Ben, I mean, FC again, travelling in numbers, really, really good. Prague galore. Quite a number of the Polish supporters donning the FC shirts. And they all say, FC and I just continue to sing, as always.
The teams are coming out, Swamp. Well,
they are indeed, Ben, and it's pyrotastic. We were told pyro was allowed for this particular game. So the players now making their way to the centre circle. And as I say, there will be a minute silence for the late, great Mr. Geff, who will be sadly missed, but equally, he'll, wherever he is, looking down upon this and enjoying it for one last time. SC United playing in red shirts, white shirts, black stockings. The Raptors playing in, well, very Manchester City-esque kits. And I'm sure those people that are actually watching the game on YouTube and equally listening to this will be enjoying what I'm watching and what I'm seeing. And, but one thing we do know is Potsy's last game here in a red shirt for FC United of Manchester. We're about to get the game underway. Pats on the ball. Controls it well. His last game in a red shirt. Plays it to Curry. Shows us to put the ball back to the goalkeeper, Lavercombe. Lavercombe now, right footed. Plays the ball up towards a red shirt. And Douglas onside in the penalty area. Can he find a killer pat? Plays it across. Oh, it's the goal! I think it came off. It was a strange cross because the two players were behind him thinking they were going to get it. And it's left the midriff. And I think it may well have been, was it Wanaka? I'm not sure. It was Wanaka, yeah. As FC United now in the penalty area, welcomes across. With the goal! Well, FC have got two goals now. Ball down the left hand side. Wonderful ball in. Outstretched leg of Duckworth into the back of the net. Thank you very much. And FC United, well, are they about to hold the only trophy in Europe for the Manchester team? Who knows? Stay tuned.
Great run from Linney.
Oh, superb, wasn't it? Absolutely superb. The two goals separate the teams. Early goals in the first half. A Wanaka goal off his midriff. The ball came in. And then a lovely goal. Great work from FC United. Manchester. Linney orchestrating it. Played inside to Duckworth. Duckworth stretches his leg out. Really decent goal. And FC United finishing this game in the attacking third of the field. I think the referee is looking at his watch, possibly making sure that FC United and Manchester finish in style. Ellis, for me, man of the match. Well, high in the air, Curtis Jones with absolutely outstanding all game. Not lost a single ball, a single challenge. Wins the header, but it's back for the halfway line with the Raptors. Well, back inside, still the halfway line. There's no way through. It's a red siege just in front of them. They can't, they don't know what to do, don't know how to get out of it. And I see with the ball back. And in front of me, on the running track, players from the other teams are all there around there waiting. Well, we've got Neil celebrating with his players, his management team, happy in the knowledge that FC United will be the first Phoenix Trophy final winners. And there it is, the final whistle. And FC United and Manchester are the 2021-22 European Phoenix Trophy winners. A game where they've dominated from start to finish. Name of the trophy. Ah, superb to see. You're just looking at me, those players, to the management team, to the board, to everyone else, including us here at Manchester. Absolutely amazing support, champions of the Phoenix Trophy. Simple, enjoyable, beautiful. Let's enjoy ourselves this evening. Wear that badge with pride. Let's walk the streets of Rimini. Let's walk the streets of Bologna, of Milano, of Manchester. Where do you come from? With pride in your heart that you've won a trophy. But it's what it means more than anything. It means, as a fellow football club, you can achieve things. We can do things. All these teams in the whole competition do things hugely in our communities. Like our brethren from Poland doing fantastic work. The Raptors, amazing work. The Dutch, superb work. The Germans, outstanding work. These clubs are everything that football should be. Everything that's good in the world. Everything that you should be enjoying for football reasons. No winner loses, only winners today. There's a trophy for grabs, yes. always the all-proud parcel of something beautiful.
And a special moment for Michael Potts as well to sign off with.
Indeed, and I didn't realise Monica was also at that stage of her career that he decided to retire. But you know what, Ben? Nights like tonight change players' attitudes. Can they give it up? Can they give it up as pass? If he's his end, what an end to his career. From Manchester United as a youth to FC United Manchester.
The other thing I was just going to mention was the new players who've joined us in this close season. I remember speaking to Mike Norton. His first appearance at FC United was actually away at St. Pauli, and he was like, blimey, Watford walked into here. And those players today will have that same effect on them, won't it?
Oh, 100%. If you come to this as a new player, and you're going to pre-season saying, I'm not leaving this football, I've just joined, I'm going to work my stripe out during the pre-season, I'm going to work, get fitted in everybody else. You don't want to leave it. I mean, the players themselves know what a privilege it is to play for FC because of nights like this. The better part of the league, you know, it's wonderful, but not many semi-professional footballers at our level or even two or three levels above experience this. So if you're a new player, you want this. You want to chase this again and again and again and again. So I want to be part of this. We're defending champions now. We're going to come back next year.
This has been the first season of it. With COVID, some teams have found it a bit tricky, but we've got to the finals. A brilliant event here in Italy. It's got to be done again, hasn't it?
I really, truly hope that the founding clubs of this Phoenix Trophy will be there next season alongside new clubs, and we can make new friends. We can enjoy going forward. As I say, these players can't believe where they are. You saw that BBC Northwest thing. I mean, it's crazy.
Swampy there on FC Live on Saturday. Let's have some post-match reaction now to that victory for FC United in the final of the Phoenix Trophy. Here's FC United manager Neil Reynolds.
Pro Grampsons are a credit. They made it really difficult for us. They could have scored in a different game. You know, they were a disgrace in our league. To come out here, I was desperate to win a trophy. We were desperate to win a trophy. I keep getting reminded that I haven't got a trophy. I have now, so we're going to enjoy this. And this is the end of an era for that group now. You know, we brought in 10 new players. We're saying bye to the likes of, you know, Patsy and Monica, Galloway. You know, Page has gone back. There might be one or two departures, but, you know, we're going to kick on now. You know, we want this to be the beginning of silverware and get this club back to where it should be. Now I want to be part of that.
Well, me and Ben were talking on air, saying, new players come into this football club and this is their first experience, they're going to work in training to be part of this next year and be part of this the whole season, because it's not football, is it? This is not super professional football.
This has happened. James Vincent's had it. He scored the winning goal in the Scottish Cup final 5 years ago. He just said to me, I've never said it, and he plays Scottish Prem. Chris Taylor turned me in a back and roll and say, hey, thanks to Panathinaikos, blown away here. Jack Hamilton just said to me, from 50, 60 fans at Longridge, what's going on? You know, and this is the beginning. You know, this club is very good at success. And I don't know, football club, Swampy. We have our down moments and we have our up moments. What we need to do now is build on that consistency and have more up moments now, because, you know, when you win that trophy, you want more and more and more. And, you know, I'm dead proud to lift that trophy. I'm dead proud for the squad. The fans that have come out here, it's just incredible, man. It's incredible.
Listen, you've been a credit to this football club since you joined this football club. You're part and parcel of it. You're building a new structure within the club. The football on the pitch and what's going off the pitch. Enjoy tonight. I'm not going to keep any longer because I deserve an enjoyable evening. Don't lose your passport. Make sure you get back. And we'll see you on the 9th of July for the first pre-season game.
Yeah, well,
absolutely always.
Thanks to everyone who's tuned in at home. Thanks to everyone who's listening. Thanks to everyone who's made this journey out here. Let's not make no doubt about it. This trophy to FC United, and, you know, we're on a journey now. We're hoping there's more to come. So let's enjoy tonight.
As always, brother, love to see you. Great, great, great. Happy days. Well done. Well done.
FC United and Manchester manager Neil Reynolds there speaking to Swampy following that 2-0 win over Prague Raptors in the final of the Phoenix Trophy on Saturday. And a big congratulations to Neil and the first team and all the coaching staff on a superb campaign in the Phoenix Trophy this season. And a special thanks too as well to Swampy and his excellent commentary on Saturday. And speaking of commentaries, FC Live will return on the 9th of July as FC United will host Bootle in the first pre-season friendly of the summer. That match kicking off at Broadhurst Park at 3 o'clock on Saturday the 9th of July. That'll be closely followed by the home friendly against Bury, which will be taking place on Tuesday the 12th of July. Head over to fc-utd.co.uk and the fixtures page for more information. But if you can't make those games, FC Live will be there on Saturday the 9th of July, kicking off our pre-season specials. And we'll also be back with This Club Is My Club that week as well. But just before we go, away from the men's team and the women's team, big news during the close season as FC United announced that following his spell as interim manager, James Mulvihill will take the role on permanently for next season. And a big congratulations to James on that appointment. And here is James speaking shortly after the news broke last week.
James, congratulations on being the permanent manager of the FC United women's team. Talk us through your emotions when you got that call.
Yeah, buzzing to be fair, like really happy. It's been something that kind of, I put my hat in the ring pretty early on for it. I told the club that I wanted the job. And to be fair, I think it was coming from the players, the team. Kind of, I got a lot of messages of kind of, if you're staying, we're staying. If you're ready to get, if you get a full-time job, we're going to dig in next year and look to push for promotion.
So speaking of next season, we've got a full pre-season ahead of us this year. What are your plans in order to prepare for the promotion campaign?
To be fair, it's a good thing for me like to actually plan a pre-season. For the last couple of seasons, we've not had been afforded that right. Whether it be because of COVID or whether it be because new managers coming in, it's been a bit chaotic and a bit sporadic. So this season now we're sat down with the team, we're looking at friendlies, we're looking at the way we're going to plan pre-season, and we're actually doing it properly, and it feels nice to know that we're going to have a full pre-season. There's going to be no excuses going into the season.
Yeah, and I know last season there was like a lot of games in a relatively short period of time, and not an awful lot of time to kind of implement what you wanted. How are you going to look for pre-season to be able to kind of get your style of play across?
Yeah, for me it's boiling down to the basics of let's get our fitness levels to be the fittest team in the league. That's goal number one. And then off the back of that, let's build our patterns of play around the people that we've got in the side. Let's build a few simple but effective ways of playing. And let's implement some of the things that and carry on for some of the things that we did well last year. Let's not kind of lose sight of some of the great performances that we had towards back in the last season. Chorley comes to mind, Leeds comes to mind, and the Norton game.
And obviously we're going to spend the season in the Northwest Regional Premier Division. Was relatively close towards the top last season, so what were our ambitions for next year?
Yeah, listen, based around our facilities and the type of club that we are and our reputation that was in that league, it's something where we've been in and around the top of that league for a good few seasons before we got promotion. So for us, it's we need to bounce back into the National League. Everyone is clear to the team that that's our ambition. And to be fair, all the other teams in the league will know that's our ambition. When a team gets relegated, what they need to be doing straight away is to bounce back and get promotion at the earliest possibility. So I know there's a bit of a target on our back, but it's something that we welcome.
And obviously, last season we played all of our games, all the league games, all the cup games, inside the stadium at Broadhurst Park, and that's going to continue into next season. Just how important is that?
It's fantastic from the club. When I first came into FC, there was a big gap between the men's team, the women's team, the academy, and it felt like we were kind of on the periphery a little bit. Whereas now, it very much feels like we're front and centre and the club are absolutely backing everything we do. And that's not me just kind of like making that up or trying to make it sound fancy. They actually are. Everyone's backing what we're doing. So we're going to be having match day experiences in the stadium. We're going to have sponsors for the day. We're going to make it a big song and dance in the stadium at home games next season. And I think that the players deserve it and the fans deserve it as well.
And obviously playing inside that stadium is going to be attractive for players as well. Mm-hmm. How are you looking to strengthen the squad?
Yeah, to be fair, we're going to be putting together trials that are going to go out in the next few weeks. We welcome anyone who wants to come down, any ability, come down, see what it's about, see what FC is about, and kind of get involved with what we're doing here. We had a massive squad last season. We were just playing with injuries. The majority, if not all, the team have committed to stay next season, which is fantastic. I don't think we're a relegation team when you look at the performances in the season. So, providing we're keeping some of these key players who've already committed to the team, they're signings on their own. But we do want to add some depth to the team. We do want to add some quality, and we know that there's quality out there.
And looking further afield, over the last sort of few weeks and last season, we've seen Kirsty Chambers go and watch the Oldham Community Girls, mm-hmm. their under-8s in the cup final. We've been out to Ashton Pumas as well. How important is it for us to form links with those local grassroots teams?
Yeah, it's imperative for me. Like, we need to be building these pathways and these relationships with clubs in the area. And I don't think it's just the types of like Moston Juniors and these local teams. We need to be kind of the team where all these teams feed into, and this is what we're trying to build now over the next few years, and the plan that we've put together with the club. We're so close to making it a reality, and it's going to be fantastic when it happens.
And finally, a message for the fans ahead of the new season.
Yeah, for me, the fans were fantastic last year. They were brilliant. They helped us through, and I hope that they stick by us coming down in the leagues, and I know that they will do because of all the message that I've received already. We have got some massive plans for the future. We've got the Girls Academy that's going to be coming in next season. We've got a development squad that we're going to be building in, and we're going to even look at adding a third women's team. We want to cater for all and make this the most inclusive club in the area and give everyone the opportunity to play at any single level. And the fans are crucial in that. We need fans down here supporting us, coming down to the stadium, and that goes for the men's fans as well. I know there's a lot of them who are kind of transitioning over and dipping their toe in the pond and come to watch some of the bigger games. Get yourselves down, come and show some support for our ladies.
Thanks, James, and good luck next season.
New FC United and Manchester women's team manager James Mulverhill there. Well, that's it for this week's edition of This Club Is My Club. We're going to take a couple of more weeks off, but we will be back in July for those pre-season specials of This Club Is My Club. For all the latest goings-on from the world of FC United, you can visit the website www.fc-utd.co.uk. And while you're on there, why not buy a season ticket or a membership, of course. But have a lovely summer, and you'll be hearing from us again very, very soon. Bye-bye.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.